911, what are you reporting?
I got a strange going on out here. Something just killed my dog.
Something killed your dog?
My dog went flying through the air over the tree. I don't know how it did it.
Okay.
Damn it, I'm really confused. All I saw was my dog coming over the fence, and he was dead when she hit the ground. I didn't see any cars. All I saw was my dog coming over the fence.
What are you reporting?
We got someone or something crawling around out here.
Did you see what it was?
There was. It was standing up. I'm out here looking through the window now and I don't see anything. I don't want to go outside. Jesus Christ, you better...
Sheriff?
Dia!
Hello?
Get somebody out here.
What's going on now, sir?
That son of a bitch is about 6 foot nine, I don't know.
Do you see him now, sir?
Yes, I'm looking right at him.
Uh-oh.
Hey guys, and welcome to this special episode of Sasquatch Odyssey. Thank you guys so much for clicking play. This is a midweek story time. I hope you guys are having a great week. I wanted to drop in and give you something a little special for the midweek. As always, I want to start the show by inviting you. If you've had an encounter and you'd like to be on the show, shoot me an email. You can get me at brian@sasquatchodyssey.net. You can also go over and check out sasquatchodyssey.net and become a member there and help support the show. There's a couple of other ways that you can actually send me your account. If you want, there is a link in the show notes for this show. It is a recording platform. It's called SpeakPipe. All you got to do is click the link. You can go over and click the button there and record your encounter story. That comes directly to me via email, and I can read it or share it in your own words on the show in the future. So if that's something you're interested in doing, I would love to hear from you guys. As I said, it's going to be in the show notes. So click that link and go over and share your story. I would really like to hear from you guys. If you just want to record a voice memo on your phone, you can do that as well. You can record it on your iPhone or whatever. I'm assuming Androids. I'm an iPhone user, so I assume Androids have the same ability to record voice messages on there, and you can send that in an audio file, an MP3 or whatever, and you can send that directly to the email, brian@sasquatchodyssey.net. You can also just email me your encounters. That's what this show is about. This is midweek story time. I'm going to read you guys a couple of quick stories that I've gotten from listeners over the last couple of weeks, and I thank you very much for those. I hope you guys enjoy them. I just put them together with me narrating them because, again, every time that people have an encounter, sometimes it's very short. It's a fleeting thing, but it's very important. So I want to be able to read those on the air. So we've got a couple of those submissions, like I said, that I'm going to read for you here shortly. And I really hope you guys enjoy it. Just a couple of housekeeping things. I just want to say a huge thank you to the patrons. Every week, you guys show up, you listen to the show, you share the show, you do so much for the show. And in addition to that, you become a patron on Patreon, and it helps keep the lights on, right? It helps the show stay free for everybody that listens. And I really thank you. Just want to mention a few folks by name: Chris, Kevin, Ginger, Alyssa, Justin, Mike, Mark, Danielle, Nicole, Deborah, Taylor, Kip, Rachel, Brian. No, it's not me. That's the other Brian. It's North Carolina Brian. You know who you are, man. I really appreciate you guys so much for showing up week after week and continuing to show support. There's other links to everything else that you need to know about the show in the show notes tonight. It's called Linktree. It takes you to the website. I've mentioned it before. It takes you to the Facebook page. It takes you to the merch. We have a store online for you to buy merchandise with the show logo. We're doing some really cool things for Halloween with the logo. I've mentioned that as well. You guys can click that, head over to the merch store. It'll also take you to Patreon, where you can become a member there and help support the show. The other thing that I want to say a huge thanks to is the Facebook fans group. I mentioned it for the first time a couple of weeks back, maybe 3 or 4 weeks now, I don't know. But we just reached over 1,000 members, and that's huge. You know, it's something that's really grown organically, and there's a lot of great people in there, a lot of great admins that help monitor that group and keep it a safe space for people to come in and share their stories and talk and just to interact. So if you guys are interested in joining the Facebook fans group for the show, it's Sasquatch Odyssey Fans on Facebook. I'll include a link to that as well in the show notes for tonight's show. So all you got to do is click it, go over and join. Last couple of things, I'm excited about some of the great interviews I've had over the last couple of weeks, but just a couple to throw out there that we've got coming up for future shows. I just had an amazing conversation with Amy Boo from Project Zoo Book the other night. Amy's going to be on the show. Shane Corson from the Olympic Project is going to be on the show as well. And Lyle Blackburn, famed author. You've heard him on Small Town Monsters. He's been a narrator on Seth Breedlove's Small Town Monsters for quite a while now, some of those shows. Had a great conversation with Lyle. He'll be coming up here in the next couple of weeks as well. We've also got Jonathan from North Carolina, who's going to be on Friday's show. Had a great conversation with Jonathan. I think you guys will really find it interesting. I started the show, frankly, to talk to people from North Carolina, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, Tennessee, in the South, where I was born and raised. And I'm always excited to get anybody from North Carolina on the show. And we've got a couple of folks coming up over the next couple of weeks, but Jonathan will be on Friday night show. So I think you guys will really enjoy that. So check back in on Friday. The show will be dropping there. Sunday, we'll probably have another show coming out for you guys, maybe from the Paranormal Odyssey. I had a great guest over there that's going to be out on Sunday. Had a Bigfoot encounter in addition to some other paranormal experiences, so you guys might be interested in tuning in for that on Sunday. But for now, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to let the music play. You guys sit back, relax, and enjoy story time. Terry writes, "Well, I can't say for certain what I actually saw, but if I had to guess, I'd say it was a juvenile Sasquatch eating something from a culvert alongside Interstate 64 just east of Moorhead, Kentucky. It was several years ago, and I was a bit nervous about reporting it because I've been obsessed with all things Bigfoot for most of my life, and it wouldn't take much for my close friends to think I'd finally gone around the bend. I mean, they already think I'm a weird chick. Who believes in cryptozoology, ghosts, and UFOs anyway? But I'd lent my car to a friend in Lexington and driven up there to pick it up. On my way back to Huntington, West Virginia, where I lived at the time, I'd taken a friend with me to avoid several hours of silence. We had just passed the exit for Moorhead. There was a bit of a rise in the road, and we could see a dark, small figure knelt down alongside the highway making movements that appeared to be hand washing at the lower end of the metal culvert. As we passed, we both turned to look at it because it just seemed so out of place. I was pretty sure it was a chimp. In fact, I said to my passenger, "What do you think that chimpanzee was doing washing its hand in the culvert alongside the interstate?" My friend just looked at me strangely and said, "Is that what you think it was?" Well, I made a U-turn as soon as I could and we headed back for a better look. It was already on the move, trudging up the embankment closest to the culvert on two legs. But it didn't look especially graceful or fast, leaving me to doubt that it was anything other than a chimpanzee. But I couldn't stop thinking about it. So once we got home, I called the Kentucky DNR and I wanted to report it. The officer I talked to was a little standoffish at first, but after hearing all of my account, he finally volunteered that there had been several similar reports from that specific area over a span of several days before and after my sighting, so I felt a little bit better about the situation. But at the end of the day, I had officially reported seeing a chimpanzee in a place where no chimpanzee should be. But in my heart and mind, to this day, I feel it may not be that easy to explain away. Glenn writes, I'm writing you because I have two encounters I want to share with you. I'm a retired professional musician with 38 years of touring and recording experience under my belt. I'm 58 now and I live in Jackson County, Kentucky. My farm borders the Daniel Boone National Forest. There's a creek close to my house called Station Camp Creek that actually got its name from Daniel Boone because he had a camp on the creek at one time. It's close to a Native American trail called the Warrior's Path that runs from Tennessee into Kentucky. Now on this creek, there's an amazing cave system called the Sinks and Rises. One night in September of 1995, my friend and I were camping inside one of those caves. It has a large room that you can enter through a large hole in the ceiling. It slopes down at an angle and you can walk right in. Now we had been coming there about once a month, every 6 months or so during the full moon for camping, and we'd always bring a guitar and a drum and play music and just enjoy being outside. And when we arrived, we started breaking large sticks for firewood by hitting the limbs across a big tree. And we did this for about 30 minutes or so and making a ton of noise, and we needed lots of firewood to last us through the night. And of course, there was a full moon and it was clear and crisp outside. And we'd built a fire inside the cave and we're rolling out our sleeping bags and getting ready for bed. I needed to get some more firewood, so I walked outside the cave. As I was standing there, I was amazed at how the woods were lit up from the full moon and the silvery light that was cast upon everything. As I stood there admiring this amazing place, I heard and felt a low growl right behind me. I turned around to see a very large, at least 8 foot tall Sasquatch standing about 4 feet away. The moon was behind it, so I couldn't see its face, but this thing was huge, and for a split second, I was scared stiff. We stood there facing each other for a few seconds until my shock wore off and I was able to think, maybe I shouldn't be looking this creature in the eyes. And then I started to think, okay, I'm not a threat to you. I'm going to walk back in the cave now. Nothing happened as we stood there, but we were so close, I could feel this thing breathing. So I started to sidestep really slowly and take the about 10 steps it took to get back to the opening of the cave, where I could walk back inside. I went back into the fire and my friend, and I kept my encounter to myself. I stayed awake until daybreak, watching the cave entrance, hoping that that thing would stay outside. And when the sun came up, we left to go home. I couldn't help but thinking that we had invaded its home. The cave must have been its home. So I never camped in that cave again, and I only visited there during the daytime. I'm actually going back there tomorrow for the first time in 5 years with the idea of looking for tracks or any other evidence I might be able to find. A few years later, in 2013, my friend and I set up a small stage outside on the same property to have a little jam session and to camp out. Now, this was on the same property a few miles from the cave, close to my house as it sits on the farm. We played some music and hung out until dark. I had set up a tent inside the apple orchard a few yards from the stage. In the middle of the night, I started hearing a pack of coyotes howling in the distance, which was a little unusual for this time of year because there wasn't a big population of coyotes in Jackson County. Now, I went to sleep, and I was awakened by the same low growl I had heard and felt that night outside the cave. This time, it was right outside my tent, next to my head. It was breathing so heavily I could feel the tent moving against my head every time this thing would breathe out. And at that moment I knew this had to be the same creature from a few years ago. I just lay there motionless until I eventually passed out from exhaustion. As soon as it started getting light, I packed up as fast as I could and I got the hell out of there. Now both times, there was music involved. There was drumming. Since then, my great uncle, who was 89 at the time, told me a story about hearing a strange yells from the valley below his house at night. He lived there his whole life, and he said that he heard every animal in the woods, but he had never heard anything like this. He said it made the hair on the back of his neck stand up. I talked to the local sheriff, and he told me a story about chasing one out of a barn and across his property. He said he tracked it for a while until the trail ran cold. And that same morning, the neighbor close by said she had seen the thing when she went out to feed her cats. She said she had a kitten missing that morning, and a few days later, her cat disappeared. Recently, I've heard multiple howls in the forest behind my house. I went searching online and found the same sort of sounds recorded up in Canada. But anyway, I hope these accounts will help you in your research. I just wanted to let someone know that this is going on here in Jackson County. I really enjoy your show. You ask some great questions, and I've listened for a long time now. Keep up the good work. Glenn. And that's it for tonight's show, folks. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you guys next week.